Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. State lawmakers, business, and labor groups all agree that something needs to be done to bail out Bay Area transit agencies, but they haven't been able to reach an agreement on just what that should be. Phil, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing the same thing you are, and I've been hearing it for the last couple of months. What we have is a couple of state senators, Jesse Green and Scott Wiener from San Francisco and the East Bay, respectively, who have been pushing this idea of either an increase in sales tax or an increase in business tax in order to keep BART, AC Transit, Caltrain, and Muni in San Francisco rolling, because they're all facing mega million-dollar deficits in the coming year because the money from the feds on COVID is running out, the ridership is still down, and they just don't have the money. But no one's in agreement on what kind of tax or when it would be, how big it would be. And if anything, it looks like they're going to either fall apart or go to war. It's a ballot box. I've never seen anything like this before.
It's interesting. Nobody likes a tax increase, and there are perhaps people who say, well, I never ride public transit. Why should I pay for it? What about a user tax, just raising the fares?
Well, when they say one, it's not enough money to do it. They need more money than that. And the second thing is you can raise the fares, but ridership, remember, Scott, it's still, Steve, it's still down, less than it was before COVID, way down. So even if you increase the fares, you don't have enough riders to go in. Here's what it boils down to is the business want it to be a sales tax, okay? Everybody only up, let's say, an extra half cent in the Bay Area counties. The unions, including the operators of BART, they want it to be a business tax. They want it to be a gross receipts tax, something that would bring business in. Okay, you pick one of those and you put it on the ballot, and what happens is, if it's a sales tax, you have the unions not happy about it, and there's a question about whether they'd support it. Plus, it doesn't go over well with the public, because the public wants somebody else to pay for BART. They see it as essential, but not necessarily to them. The business community says, if you sock us with the bill on this, we'll oppose it. And this thing is so tenuous that if it's somebody like the business community said, no, we're going to mount a campaign against it, it would just die in a minute. So they just can't seem to pull it together in any which way. I've never seen anything like it before, but that's what we're facing, and it hasn't changed. And this group, nobody has emerged as a leader to try with the clout to pull them all together.
Let's say they can't come up with a plan. How draconian might the cuts be?
Well, that's a real interesting one, because I'm going to just give you BART, for example. A bus line, you can reroute buses. You can cut back routes, right? But on BART and Caltrain, those are fixed systems. Whether you run one train a day, you still have to have a station agent. You still have to turn on the power. You still have to do everything. Or whether you run 20 trains. So it might be one of those all or nothing propositions, the likes of which we haven't seen. But, you know, this is the Bay Area. This is California. Never seen is a lot of what we see going forward.
All right. Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be with us live again tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.